8.5 years, Radio Jackie's crew have played cat and mouse to the post office and still managed to broadcast illegally to South London almost every Sunday. If you turn the dial between Capital and Radio 1, you might have heard their mixture of music, jingles and local ads. They are, however, strictly illegal. One argument used against Jackie and similar pirates is that they're using vital airspace needed by emergency services. I put this to Radio Jackie's founder and longest-serving crew member, Nick Catford, when they'd arranged to show us how they usually broadcast. For legal reasons, they weren't transmitting.
Some of them are on the broadcast part of the VHF band, and they could be moved. In all other European countries, they have been moved. There's plenty of room elsewhere. They always come up with the argument that there's no room, but there is room. They said there was no room for the commercial stations, but they soon found it. When the Sound Broadcasting Act was passed, they found the room. And they say it's against international agreements. But international agreements don't cover transmitters of less than 2,000 watts. And to cover, say, an area like Croydon, you'd need nothing like that power. But if you're low-powered, you can use directional aerials. To give one example, LBC, Piccadilly and BRMB all broadcast on 261 metres. They don't interfere with each other. And they're using considerably more power than we would want. So that there's room. It's not breaking any international agreements. It's just a matter of getting the laws changed to allow this sort of system to operate, as it does in many other democratic countries.
Jackie is attuned to freedom on the air for over 8 years, to London, Surrey and the South, to many thousands of...
Nick, why did you decide to set up Radio Jackie in the first place?
It was back in 1967, when the government closed down the old pirate stations, Radio Caroline and Radio London. There was obviously a gap created. Radio 1 was introduced, national service, but what we wanted to see was local commercial radio, local community radio stations, and this was back in 1968, when we first had the idea for Radio Jackie. We thought we could provide a local service for South West London, and it took quite a while to set it up, actually. We had difficulty finding any equipment. We knew nothing about radio at all. All we were, basically, were listeners, members of the public. We've been listening to the pirates, we enjoyed the service the pirates have provided, and we thought that such a service should be legalised.
What sort of things were you broadcasting in those days?
Listening to some of the old programmes, I don't know why we were broadcasting them, actually. It's pop music, but it was very, very amateurish. It was very, very bad, and things have improved a lot since then. But we were broadcasting pop music. We're broadcasting pop music now. With local news, charity advertising, some commercial advertising. It's basically pop. So it's a part-time radio station. All the people involved are dedicated to the introduction of commercial radio, but they've all got other jobs. So we can only do it on Sundays.
Now, a lot of people would say that by the government bringing in commercial radio and bringing in lots more local radio stations, that the reasons why you set up Radio Jackie in the first place have got a bit lost, because you've got a lot of competition.
Yes, they've brought in commercial radio and what they call local radio, but can you really call it local radio? Capital Radio, just to take one example, you can hear it halfway across the country. See, what we're fighting for is really, truly local stations. For example, a station like Radio Croydon or Radio Wimbledon, run by the community, for the community, not the regional stations that we've got at the moment.
This summer, Radio Jackie presents for men and women round about town, Radio Jackie t-shirts. These cool, white, sensual t-shirts come in three pretty sizes, subtle small, masculine medium and luscious large.
Radio Jackie pre-record their program on cassettes in a studio in a private house. Then each Sunday they go to a secret location where they put up an aerial, hook it up with a small low-power transmitter, which is in turn connected to the cassette machine, and hey presto, one pirate radio station. Then comes the long hours of waiting in the woods, hoping the Post Office Radio Interference Division doesn't track them down before transmission is completed. This is because they're breaking the law. The Wireless Telegraphy Act of 1949 says, no person shall establish or use any station for wireless telegraphy or install any apparatus for wireless telegraphy except under the authority of a license in that behalf granted by the Postmaster General. So Radio Jackie is acting illegally each time it goes on the air.
Send us your writs, we'll blow your trannies into bits. We're so groovy, oh so groovy. We're Jackie, we're so groovy, oh so groovy. We're Jackie, we're so groovy, oh so groovy. We've got no listeners, and we don't care.